Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bolin.
And today on the Car Stuff Podcast, Ben, we're going to talk about chain drive cars.
Yeah, it's weird because a lot of people don't know that early autos were actually chain drive.
Hey, you can't be in here. What are you doing?
No.
Hey, someone, did anybody turn the light on? Holy
oh my goodness, I really didn't expect it to get this bad.
I know, I'm sorry, Arnie. We were getting to the mail. You don't have to do this. These acts of violence, this is not very how stuff works. This is not very stuff to blow your mind. This is not very car stuff.
Ah, it was car stuff. Well, anyone out there listening, this is Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
I'm Julie Douglas.
And we have neglected our mail bot, Arnie, for way too long. The time was we would call him out every episode, and he would bring us wonderful mail from our listeners, and we would read them, and we'd interact. But we keep getting busier and busier. There's never time, so we haven't called the mail bot over in quite some time. And he's just been sitting alone there in his cube. Just getting, I guess, progressively crazier.
It's a kind of zookosis, right? Yeah. I mean, this can happen to robots, and I can't believe we weren't sensitive to this before. And
I heard
the creaks and the squeaks the last time we rolled you out about 6 months ago, and I should have known that something like this would have happened. And I'm sorry, I never imagined it would play out like this.
Well, we have to deal with it. That's the thing. We can't have this robot rampaging around the studio. Do you have any ideas? I mean, we could try using fire extinguishers against him. I don't know. We could try and trap him somewhere.
Well, it's kind of like, you know how when people were trying to stave off like some sort of terrible thing happening to their village and they would make a sacrifice? Maybe we can make a sacrifice with...
Oh, you mean Holly?
No, we could never Holly. I'm talking about maybe some emails or some...
Oh,
you know, like we could offer
okay.
that. We could do an entire episode where we finally share all the awesome listener feedback that we have.
Yeah, maybe this will chill the robot out and calm his homicidal rage.
All right, Arnie, I know you have lasers they're directed at us right now. We both have one right in the middle of our chest, and we just want to let you know we're going to be happy about this. We have, I don't know, like scads of emails to share, and I think that you'll be very happy about this.
All right, I'm gonna grab one here. Let me see. Let me sort through here. Maybe there's one here. Here's a good one.
Yeah, he just goes laser on that one.
Okay. This one comes to us from listener Rob. Rob writes in and says, "Hello, Robert and Julie. I have become a recent follower of Blow the Mind in listening to all 487 episodes available to me in the months of August and September of this year while at my 10-hour-a-day job as a metal fabricator here in beautiful Barrie, Ontario of Canada. I have the greatest respect for all that you do in bringing science to the public. I have made many changes in my life in light of the new learning and preach science to all that hear me. My four children, ages 9, 8, 6, and 4, all listen with delight as I spread the knowledge I've acquired that day. Please keep up the excellent work and always remember that each and every time you podcast, you are giving something that can never be taken away. The greatest power one can possess is knowledge. Thanks again and happy casting."
Thank you so much, Rob. Man, I don't even think that Arnie has listened to all 487 episodes.
You're going to make him, don't say things like that.
Okay. All right. He is now putting his laser on this next email, which actually was sent to us via Amazon. And this is from Anna Kay. It says, "Thank you so much for inspiring this story that she wrote. It was stacks of fun to write. Stuff to Blow Your Mind is always interesting and just plain brilliant." You know what she did? She sent us a Kindle edition of her story, The Vampires of Bifurque Vinmarais. In parentheses, it's Hannibal du Noir, Vampire Hunter Book 1, which is so cool. I love it when we hear that we are helping to shape some maybe subconscious thoughts that you have that are knocking around there and creating different works of art. So thank you so much, Anna Kay.
Indeed. This one, I believe, she was partially inspired by our episode, Rise of the Vampire Bat, about the evolution of the vampire bat, which certainly I found tremendously fascinating. How does something evolve to depend exclusively on blood? Is it diet? And she even sent us a copy of the book, and I've been reading on it and found it quite enjoyable. So I can definitely recommend everyone check it out.
Yep, indeed.
All right. Well, here's another one. This one comes to us from Kim. Kim says, "Greetings from Cape Town, South Africa. Once again, well done on a great episode." She's responding to our episode, The Dark, which we published in October. She says, "As a blind woman, I was interested to hear if you would touch on the dark and blindness. I was blinded in a car accident almost 7 years ago. I am totally blind, zero light perception, and I have had trouble sleeping since day one of this blind journey. I am so very thankful that I have the two of you to keep me company during my sleepless night." That could tie into the Imaginary Friends episode. Smiley face. "Thanks for a great show. Keep up the great work."
All right. The next missive we have here is from Coop. We haven't heard from him for a while, but had sent this. He said, "Over the weekend, I was going through a bunch of old stuff at my grandparents' house, and amongst all the useless, dusty crap heirlooms was this little gem." It's this great accordion, by the way. Spoiler. He says, "Of course, me being me, I snagged it immediately. Not that anyone else wanted it, nor do I have the first clue how to play it. But come on, accordions are awesome." I agree. "It's a Hohner, and I'm assuming it's probably from the 60s, but I can't seem to locate a serial number or anything. Apparently, these Carmen models date back as early as the 30s, which would be doubly rad. Let the researching begin. Anyway, I thought you might appreciate this. P.S. You can tell this is a quality Cooper family item by the high-tech electrical cord duct tape handle adorning the case." And indeed, he shows this picture of this great Hohner. And I love this, of course, because I am an accordion aficionado. Yeah. I have not been practicing as much as I should, but I can still rock out "Thank You for Being My Friend," the Golden Girls theme. And that's all because of this podcast, which was the whole idea behind that was to try to cultivate a good habit. And so the accordion was my habit.
Very good. Very good. All right. Let me read another one here. I think this might be working a little bit. Arnie is seeming a little less aggressive.
The lasers are still pointed at us, though.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right, this one comes to us from Rachel. Rachel says, "Robert and Julie, new listener and loving the podcast. I just listened to the Zen of Pain episode and wanted to add the discussion with a couple of bits of my experience. First, although this was touched on in the discussion of ritualistic piercing, suspension, BDSM, I would love to hear more about the burgeoning ritual of body modification in the West, separate and apart from, but in many instances tied to, longer traditions of such throughout the world. As someone with a large number of body piercings and tattoos, I can say that the experience has become almost a personal ritual for me. The anticipation of what the pain will be, the actual experience of it, and the relief of its denouncement, both the endorphins crushing through my body and the awesomeness of having a new piece of body adornment. It's a little stranded in time and space, not being tied to a larger context of history, art, and culture, but it's something I've experienced for years and derive great pleasure from. And Rachel also shared some other comments on this, but that was the core of it that I wanted to share with everyone. Because I think the whole tattooing experience, mm-hmm. and the history of tattooing, the culture of tattooing, and body modification as well, is certainly a fascinating topic and one that hopefully we'll explore in an upcoming episode.
Okay, Arnie just slid me a note.
Okay.
He said, I cannot relate. Move on.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Happiness. Okay, well, do you have anything on happiness?
Okay. Got one right here. This is from Anne Marie. She says, after hearing your podcast on happiness, I wanted to bring up the work of Barbara Ehrenreich. I didn't think I heard her mentioned, but if I missed a quick reference, sorry. After being diagnosed with breast cancer, she was angry, and the attitude of the breast cancer community was that you should always be happy despite your cancer. She was even told by another cancer patient, quote, you need to run, not walk, to get therapy. You can't get better without poisoning your system, end quote, for having and expressing negative emotions about her diagnosis. In a New York Times article, she explains that what she was hearing was, quote, to be cheerful and accepting because you would not recover unless you were, and to consider your cancer a gift. Additionally, the message was, if I don't get better, it's my fault, which she calls a clever blame the victim sort of thing. She also talks about the frequent self-help advice that tells people to get rid of the negative people in their lives, which included major corporations firing people for telling them things they did not want to hear. She believes this was an integral part of why the housing loan crash happened. And then I'm going to skip over a bit of it. She goes on to say, overall, she argues not that we should be pessimistic, but that we should be realistic and base our views on the world as it is, not what we wish it were. And I think this is really interesting that she brought this up, because this was the episode called The Happiness Equation, which talked about the sort of mm-hmm. set point that we all have in our happiness disposition, which is affected by life events. But then we also talked about this idea of being realistic and being a little bit pessimistic. And so I think it's interesting that she brought up Barbara Ehrenreich's experience with something that would have greatly affected her level of happiness, and how that sort of happiness pill of being positive was shoved down her throat.
All right, good. Well, hopefully I think you liked that one.
Yeah, I think you did too.
All right, this one comes to us from Kieran. Kieran writes and it says, hello, Robert and Julie. I very much enjoyed your podcast on LSD flashbacks. It's refreshing to hear media discourse on the matter that doesn't devolve into hysterical knee-jerking. While physically very benign, tryptophanes like LSD take us far from our everyday conscious experience and therefore should not be taken lightly. Something that may be of interest to you is the effect of hallucinogens on people with colorblindness. The condition is caused by a physical defect within the eye, but the brain of a colorblind person is capable of experiencing novel colors given the right stimuli. One thing I would take exception to is the assertion that the effects of LSD are mainly visual in nature. Visual hallucinations are the most obvious and talked about facet, but in my opinion, the cognitive effects of LSD are what makes it so valuable. We all know intellectually that we are a bunch of apes whizzing through space on a giant rock, but there's something about tryptophanes that allow an individual to really feel the truth of that proposition and similar abstract ideas in a way that makes a lasting and forceful impact. Not unlike the lucky astronauts who see the Earth from space and return home with a newfound appreciation for the fragility of life. Thank you for the numerous hours of informative content you have helped to combat the ennui I feel while navigating London's public transportation system. Best wishes, Kieran. Yes, well, that's, she's of course talking about the LSD flashbacks episode. And I certainly feel we did discuss the visual aspects of hallucinogens more in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
But she does make a good point. I mean, the whole cognitive side of the experience is very important. And certainly we go into it more in our Scientist and the Shaman episodes, where we discuss, not only, LSD, but also, psilocybin and then some other substances.
And I love that Kieran brought up the overview effect.
Indeed.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
This perspective changing, experience. All right, we're going to take a quick break, okay? Is that all right, Arnie? Okay, yes, it is. And when we get back, we're going to look a little bit at some origami feedback and some earwax.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. We are podcasting from the HowStuffWorks office. Part of the office space has been demolished by the mailbot.
Yeah.
But I think... I think this is working. I think we're calming him down. The lasers aren't jerking around so frantically anymore. Mm-hmm. He's sounding a little calmer. So maybe we should just continue to roll out some more listener mail and see what happens.
Oh, that was a definitive yes right there.
Okay. Okay. Good.
All right, here's one from April. It says, just listening to the origami podcast you did, and when the section on folding robots came up, I thought of paper as a weapon and recollected an action anime series I had watched several years back called Read or Die, in which the main character is a secret agent bookworm introvert type of woman who has the ability to influence the behavior of any paper she comes into contact with. Hmm. Her code name, aptly, The Paper. Are you at all familiar with it? I thought it would be an interesting and refreshing departure from the typical cookie-cutter anime story arc and style. Keep up the great work. April, this is great because we actually have a video coming out on origami, and you guys should definitely look out for that. But I love this idea of being able to just mentally transform a piece of paper.
Yes.
Yeah. And sort of create your own physics, I guess telekinetically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like it. It kind of taps into just the power of origami anyway. The idea that you could take this paper and make, I mean, there's almost no limit. You're just using the mathematical properties, the physical properties of the paper, and you can make everything from a tiny frog to a complex, abstract, piece of paper architecture.
Yeah. And, just when we were going through some of the research and the writing for the video, it reminded me how great that documentary Between the Folds is. And I know we've talked about it before, but it bears mentioning again.
Yeah, that's really a mind-blowing documentary about something that would be so easy to just pass over and say, oh, origami. I don't care about that. I don't care about folded swans. But there's so much to it.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those paradigm shifters, right?
Yeah. All right, this one comes to us from Ivan. Ivan writes in and says, I'm an avid listener to most of the How Stuff Works podcast. As serendipity would have, episodes 3 and 4 of the new Cinemax original series, The Nick, has graphic depictions of the ravages of syphilis. A woman of means, apparent, has lost her nose, episode 3. The grafting of flesh from the arm is portrayed in episode 4. It would have been a bit difficult to visualize what we were talking about when listening to the podcast, but having seen the show prior, I knew exactly what you were describing. Indeed, as in our syphilis episode, we mentioned, not only the ravages of the disease, but the cultural impact and the way that the people dealt with it before mm-hmm. penicillin, and much of this is explored in The Nick, which is really a fabulous series. Steven Soderbergh, Clive Owen stars in it. John Hodgman later on has a cameo as well that will not delight you as much as you might think it would. But, I found this to be a really great show. They also get into another podcast topic of ours later on where you get to see an individual trepanned. So it's like every episode you're diving into some cool history from turn of the 20th century medicine.
Yeah. And here's a little something I learned about this. If you're about to watch this show, do not sit down and with a big steaming plate of spaghetti and watch the first episode with spaghetti, because just, and I don't want to spoil anything here, but something gets rolled into the surgery theater and all this sort of, you know what happens. The stuff.
Yeah.
There's lots of blood.
Yeah. It's a show about surgeons. It's a show that has quite a bit of blood in it. But really, really fascinating. So don't watch it while you're eating dinner. But
it's soysage. I mentioned that my spaghetti had soysage in it, so it had that meaty component.
Yeah. So handle with care, but I do highly recommend it. It's one of the best shows I watched this year, and has a fabulous soundtrack as well. Like, even though it's a period piece, it has an electronic soundtrack, a minimalist kind of electronic soundtrack by Cliff Martinez. So if you're into just the music of the thing, I highly recommend it.
All right, this next one is from Ben, and he is referencing our Ignorance is Bliss episode. And he says, first, as a guy with a degree in philosophy, I'd like to thank you for what you do. Your podcast has become a regular part of my morning ritual and is always thoroughly enjoyed, usually within the first hour of my time at work. So thank you very much, Ben. He says, second, your episode about ignorance hits close to home. When he was 18, my brother-in-law's twin sister died of a heart condition due to genetics. As her twin, he has a 50% chance of having the same condition, and a simple radiological study would reveal its presence, but he adamantly refuses to get tested because he doesn't want to live in fear. And then he goes on to say, I'm going to skip a little bit here. He goes on to say, personally, I understand this decision completely and respect it, but at the same time, I have to wonder if things change when children enter the picture, i.e., is your desire to not live in fear trumped by an obligation to your children to find out these things for their own well-being? I tend to lean a little more strongly toward yes in this scenario, but I'm not my brother-in-law. He might be just as likely to argue that the quality of their upbringing would be adversely affected if, in fact, a test came back positive. Interesting stuff to think about, as always. Thanks, Ben. I think that is what, so I think this is the whole thing that ignorance is bliss is hinging on, this idea that you don't want to walk around for the rest of your life thinking about the other shoe falling.
Right.
Because we're already kind of doing that with the various paper tigers of our mind anyway. So he puts forth a really interesting and real life scenario right there.
All right. Very good. This one comes to us from Himali. Himali from New Zealand writes in and says, hey, Robert and Julie, I hope you're having a lovely year so far and wish you both a happy Diwali and Indian New Year. I realize this is a little bit late considering that you were on Thursday and Friday last week, and I am sorry about that. I accidentally used the old email address and had to send to the new email address. And what's that new email address, Julie?
It is blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
All right. He says, keep up the great work. I love your podcast. But then he adds a P.S. that ties into some of our recent talk on our sort of Halloween topics that we've gotten into, such as the dark and witchcraft. He says, it's awesome when you talk about different Indian traditions and know so much about the gods and goddesses. I thought you might also like to know that the day before Diwali is Indian Halloween. You can't go outside after dark, especially midnight, because it is thought there would be witches, ghosts, etc. Mum says that there's a saying that means something along the lines of witches swing from vines in the water wells cackling on that day. Also on that day, you have to get rid of rubbish, including dust and cobwebs, and bury or just put them at a four-way crossroads. I've noticed that the cross-shaped crossroads come up as a bad, evil symbol in other cultures, too. So that's interesting. Always interesting to hear about the cultures and traditions that our various listeners are a part of and how they tie in to some of the topics we discuss here.
Especially concerning this idea at this time of year, mm-hmm. about the veil being very thin between this ghost world or death and life.
Yeah.
Because you will see that in every single culture at this time of year. And I know it's a seasonal change thing. You know, you've got leaves falling off the trees. There's a feeling that death is creeping in and that things are going into hibernation and turning inward. But it is fascinating to see it played out in various stories in each culture.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day in our episode on the problem of hell. I think it was one of our hell episodes. We talked a little bit about the idea that when we were hunter gatherers, life was kind of chaotic. We couldn't, we had a limited ability to plan ahead. We had to depend on what we could find, what we could hunt, and what we could kill or trap. And, a lot of those older gods were horned gods, were gods with antlers, because they, you know, very much tied in with the hunt and the availability of prey. And then as we move into an agrarian society, we tend to largely abandon those mm-hmm. primordial gods and go towards, more agricultural deities that are more reliable, that deal in cycles of, you know, of growing and harvest. But in the late fall and in the winter, you know, maybe part of that, the veil growing thin, comes into the fact that it kind of seems, at least for a little while, like those newer gods, those, agricultural gods kind of abandon us for a little bit. And then what are we left to do but to remember those older, gods or those older fears? And the, you know, the idea that, that the continuation of life is dependent upon forces, outside of our control.
I mean, when we did, the dark episode, we talked mm-hmm. about cyanobacteria, which is this ancient bacteria, which may be responsible for the fact that we have, you know, night and day cycles that mm-hmm. we're, you know, diurnal creatures and that there are some creatures that are nocturnal. And it makes me think like, wow, that is, there was a sort of body knowledge and a sort of evolutionary knowledge of how important this concept of night and day is. But not only that, the changes that enact the amount of light we're getting or the lack of light we're getting. And so it really is pretty entrenched in us.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know, that ties into an email we received from a listener, Jonathan. Jonathan wrote in and said, "Hi, Robert and Julie. I've been listening to your new seasonal podcast, and I thought I'd share something with you as well. Happy Halloween, 40 minutes of unreleased Anduin." And he included a SoundCloud link. And if you want to look it up for yourself, that's soundcloud.com/Anduin. That's A-N-D-U-I-N. And then another slash, the veil grows thin. That's four words with little hyphens in there. It says, listen, share, enjoy, dream.
Indeed. And in its perfect contemplative music for this season. So you guys should definitely check it out. And thank you so much for sending that. All right. A little bit of a lighter fare here. This is from BKB, who said that when I was 6 years old, my first grade teacher noticed that I wasn't responding to simple instructions as quickly as I used to. BKB goes on to say that there was exploratory surgery, and sure enough, there was a load of earwax. Now, we had a whole episode on earwax and how it's hereditary, like the smell and the amount. And BKB says, it should be noted here that all male members of my family seem to have inherited my father's talent for prodigious earwax production. However, when the wax was removed, they found, further lodged in the canal, of all things, a popcorn kernel.
Oh.
And he goes on to say that the next ear was checked, and there was another kernel.
Oh, well, at least he was balanced out, right?
Yeah, he says, some children throw objects down the toilet. Me, in my ear holes, apparently. And he said that was probably there for 2 years. He says, I'm happy to report the surgery was a success. My hearing was fully restored, and there has been no lasting damage at all. It's a family joke that if I was hot-headed, instead of a calm demeanor child, the kernels packed in all that oily substance might have popped if I ever got really mad. Anyway, that's my little earwax vignette for all to enjoy there at the office. Have a great day. Sincerely, BKB.
Well, and it's another excuse just to remind everyone, do not stick things in your ear. Even the Q-tip. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is working. He seems so much calmer now. And it's really beginning to look like the old Arnie.
Yeah, it's almost like this has been a lullaby of listener feedback to him. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, he's even put the lasers away, which kind of begs the question, we're going to have to ask Izzy about this. Why does Arnie have lasers? Why did we get a mailbot with lasers? Is he a military robot that's been repurposed? That's the best I can figure.
Izzy is Israel Ponce, our IT
guy,
and he is wonderful. And maybe we should talk to him about dismantling.
All right. We'll do that when you're not listening.
Okay.
All right. Here's one more then. One more bit of listener mail to catch up. This comes to us from David, and it's responding to our Tryptophobia podcast episode, our Tryptophobia episode and the video and the gallery that went with it. These broke a lot of thoughts from listeners and viewers. A fair amount of paranoia and fear as well, and just sort of re-exploration of how we feel about, things in our environment.
It broke some people, too.
I think it did. So David writes in and says, hey, Robert and Julie, big fan of Stuff to Blow Your Mind and the whole family of How Stuff Works podcast. Your show on tryptophobia was very, very enlightening to me. While listening to the podcast, I begin to relate to what you were describing. I'm not sure I would qualify as tryptophobic, though, because when I think of a hole in general, it is not at all disturbing. What caught my attention was when you spoke of mini holes closely arranged. This is something I have always found quite disturbing and have never been able to describe as anything more than a bunch of small things close together weirds me out, like a bunch of mold spores or something. Even while listening to the podcast, I was chopping bell peppers, and I can hardly bring myself to touch the inside of them where all the seeds form together. Anyways, when you mentioned the lotus seed pod and explained that it is most often pointed to as one of the most disturbing images by those who suffer this condition, I checked it out and couldn't even pick my phone back up. I showed it to my girlfriend, and she thought nothing of it and decided to chase me around with the phone. Not funny. I ended up pushing her, maybe a little too hard, kind of involuntarily, which got my point across. Don't worry, no damage done, and the silent treatment ended after a few minutes. But it was clear at that moment I really must have some kind of phobia to this. So maybe some sort of subphobia. I know, just what we need, subphobias, like we didn't have enough as it is. That includes the proximity of the holes, or something is a thing too. Ha ha. Thanks again for teaching me something about myself. Forever listening, David.
One of the things that episode on holes brought up is this idea that there's a sort of mathematical constancy or a correlation between animals that are very dangerous and plants as well.
Right.
And their spectral patterns, and then these clusters. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting to see how people are reacting to it. Maybe they are tapping into this spectral mathematical pattern. Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, on some level, it was like his girlfriend chased him around the apartment with like a poisonous snake.
Yeah.
So.
Good for you, girlfriend. I think that's great. Now, I won't go into this because this is a mathematical thing, speaking of mathematics.
Okay.
And we hear from Jim in New Jersey every once in a while. He has this beautiful lovely email about the Infinity Hotel, which we talked about in one of our episodes on Infinity, and he talks about rational numbers and real numbers and negative numbers. And I'm not going to read it, one, because it's long, but two, I wanted to bring up that there's something called the Infinite Hotel Paradox. It's a video made by Jeff Dukofsky, mm-hmm. and it's on TED-Ed, the lessons from TED. So if you're familiar with TED.com, you can go there. You can also get these sort of mini lessons. And so I just wanted to point Jim and others to the source material that we use because it's fascinating. And Jim brings up this idea about negative numbers perhaps being able to fit into this hotel because we talked about how you'd have negative rooms going down forever and ever and ever. So anyway, he brings up this fascinating question, which I thought the perfect form for this is really that TED-Ed link, and everybody should check it out if they're interested.
All right. Well, there you have it. I'm feeling pretty good. Are you feeling pretty good?
I mean, we are alive, so okay. I'm feeling good.
And Arnie, how do you feel? Sounds good to me.
All right.
I feel like we've done good work here. Then we were able to catch up a little bit on listener mail. And thanks to Scott and Ben from Car Stuff for helping us out there with the intro. You can check out their podcast, all their content, at carstuffshow.com.
If you want to see more of what we're doing, you can check us out at stufftoblowyourmind.com.
That's right. You'll find all the podcast episodes we've ever done, the videos, the blog posts, etc. So if we mentioned a podcast in this episode and you're like, well, I need to re-listen to that one, or somehow I missed that one and I need to go seek it out, well, that is the place to do it. And especially on the more recent episodes, I'm making a point of including some sort of cool visual as well as links to related content and links to outside sources that are either used in the creation of that episode or are of interest and related.
Yeah. And Arnie would encourage you to do this, and so would we. Please send us your thoughts via email at blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.